The Lord be with you. A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Mark. Jesus entered the synagogue. There was a man there who had a withered hand. They watched Jesus closely to see if he would cure him on the Sabbath so that they might accuse him. He said to the man with the withered hand, "Come up here before us." Then he said to the Pharisees, "Is it lawful to do good on the Sabbath rather than to do evil, to save life rather than to destroy it?" But they remained silent, looking around at them with anger and grieved at their hardness of heart. Jesus said to the man, "Stretch out your hand." He stretched out, and his hand was restored. The Pharisees went out and immediately took counsel with the Herodians against him to put him to death. The Gospel of the Lord. Good. So once again, good afternoon, brothers and sisters. If you ever find yourself in a verbal spat with somebody, a verbal tête-à-tête, you'd be wise to remember not to waste too much energy arguing with somebody. Very few people change their minds by the power of argument or the power of reason. And this is especially true these days, you know, in which people care a lot more about their feelings than they care about the facts. I like the way St. Thomas Aquinas said it so many years ago. He said, "The intellect is motivated by the will," which is a fancy way of saying people do whatever they want and then they construct the reasons to justify themselves later, okay? But a little reminder today that there is a power out there that can move minds and hearts. It's a spiritual power. It's the power of prayer and sacrifice. St. Thérèse, our own patroness, I love the way she said this. She said, "My whole strength lies in prayer and sacrifice. These are my invincible arms. They can move hearts far better than words. I know it by experience." Now, the power of prayer and sacrifice factor in prominently in our readings today because of this character named Melchizedek, who you heard about in our first reading and in our psalm response. So who's Melchizedek? Well, Melchizedek is this character who shows up in the book of Genesis right alongside Abraham, because Abraham fights this battle against four armies and rescues his cousin who's been captured. And he did it with just over 300 men. And as soon as the battle's over, you know, along comes this character named Melchizedek, and he says, "Let's offer a sacrifice of thanks to God." And he offers a sacrifice of bread and wine. Then he blesses Abraham, and then he disappears forever, never to be seen, never to be heard from again. He comes from God, he comes, goes back to God. He's mysterious in his origins, he's mysterious in his destination. And that's why Melchizedek is the image of Christ, because Melchizedek is described as being a priest of God Most High. And Jesus Christ, too, was a priest of God Most High, who was mysterious in his origins, mysterious in his destination, came from God, went back to God, and offered a sacrifice of bread and wine. Now, the most important thing to remember today is that Jesus Christ, like Melchizedek, is a priest. And let's just have a quick little review of our catechism to remember what a priest is. Very simple. A priest is a mediator between God and man, who brings about a union between God and man by means of sacrifice. Now, who did that above and beyond anybody else? Jesus Christ did that, right? God and man brought about a union between God and man by means of sacrifice. That's why we say Jesus is a priest. But in the Old Testament, all the priests were descendants of Moses. Was Jesus a descendant of Moses? He was not. He was a descendant of King David, right? So his wasn't a priesthood like everybody else's. That's why we say Jesus is a priest like Melchizedek. He has a priesthood that comes from God. Okay, now in the psalm response, what did we say over and over and over? But you are a priest like Melchizedek. And let me tell you what that means. It means that because of your baptism, you are spiritually united with Christ. And that means that your sacrifices, united with his, have great value. It doesn't mean that it's the same thing as the ministerial ordained priesthood. I don't want to get into that. But understand this. Because of your baptism, it's not just a cute ceremony for babies, baptism is. Because of your baptism, you are united to Christ, and you can offer sacrifices, the ordinary sacrifices of your lives, in union with him. And they're powerful. There's a line we say every time we say Mass, and I don't know whether you've ever stopped to realize just how important it is. The priest says, "Pray, brethren, that my sacrifice and yours may be acceptable to God, the Almighty Father." Here's what that means. It means that your sacrifices, the ordinary sacrifices of life, the day-in, day-out hardships, ones that are voluntary that you take upon yourself, ones that are involuntary, they're allowed by God's mysterious, perfect providence. If you unite those sacrifices to what's happening here on this altar, in the sacrifice of the Mass, which is nothing other than the sacrifice of Christ on the cross, it's very, very powerful stuff. Very, very powerful. So a little tiny reminder today, okay? Just a little reminder. Don't waste time at arguments. Arguments, you know what? They almost always just make people even more resolute in their positions than they were before. But rather, don't ever let your sacrifices go to waste. Put them to good use. Remember Melchizedek. Remember your baptism. And as always, remember to keep your eyes on the Lord. Amen.